Yes, she said yes.
Okay. All right, we'll call the, I'll call the meeting to order. And accounts payable, I believe. We're ready to do that?
Yes, and there's one transfer for Road and
Bridge. And one transfer.
For the, I believe it was $2 million. I don't know whether it had it. I think it was a $2 million even.
Okay, I did not see that in the box. I remember Rick talking about it the other day, but I did not see the document.
That the document wasn't in the box this morning, but did you need me to have someone go get Rick? And that may be in there, because they brought that in Friday.
I remember him talking about it.
It's just a transfer from one Road and Bridge deal to the other Road and Bridge deal.
Right. I'm not against it. I'm for it. Okay. Let me do this then. I'll make a motion to approve accounts payable, including the $2 million transfer from one Road and Bridge to the other Road and Bridge, just in case it's not in that list.
Did you have a question?
It's not in the, it wasn't in the box.
Is it not in the list?
It wasn't in the box, the list of approvals, but they brought that in late Friday, Jim.
I didn't see it in there, but they told us it was going to be in there. That's why I thought they may have put it in after I looked at everything.
I went over everything this morning. It wasn't in there, but it's in a folder here. Here it is right here. It's presented by Rick here. He's got it right here. And it's just a transfer from Road and Bridge Trust.
To Road and Bridge Operation, I think.
Yeah, Road and Bridge Trust.
Yeah.
He seconded the motion.
All right, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. I would like to, I've not got to read the minutes yet, so I'd like to postpone them if we might.
That'll be fine.
That'd be fine.
I've read them, but they're, that's fine.
That's fine.
All right, and I need to be brought up to speed. I do not know about the benefit change on Delta Dental. Is there someone there that could
Vicky's here. Let her come to a microphone. Either right there will be fine, I think. And
Chuck, this is Vicky. Can you hear me?
Can you hear her?
Not really.
Okay. Well, do you need to move on?
Can you hear me now?
Move up this way, Vicky.
Okay.
And just sit right here.
Okay.
She's coming forward here.
Okay, can you guys hear me now?
I can hear you now. Thank you.
You're welcome. Basically, it's not a benefit change. What it is, there is a law called Michelle's Law, and Delta Dental had asked us if you wanted to implement that. Basically, what that law says is that right now your dental, your dependents are covered up to age 19 or age 23 if they're students. Well, on the medical, we've gone to age 25 for dependents already for everybody. But on the dental, if since it's still 19 and 23, if you wanted to put in Michelle's Law, what that says is that if a student gets sick and has to leave school for a term or something, they still continue to stay on the insurance even though they're not full-time students. My suggestion is just to make it, I've already gone back and got it approved with Delta, if you want to approve it, is to make all dependent children eligible to age 25. And that way you don't, because if you do the Michelle's Law, then, they have to request it, they have to fill out something, get something from their doctor saying they're sick and can't go to school, and there's quite a bit of administration to it. So since the health is already age 25, I recommend you go probably to age 25 on the dental. And Delta has said they will do that. They'll retroact it back to 1-1. And they'll check claims to see if anybody has been denied because of age. at that point. But the downside to that, and I know you guys are always looking to advantages and disadvantages, is that, you know, you are self-insured, and so you'd be paying claims longer on dependent children. But it's, you know, you've already got it that way on the medical. I think it would simplify it.
Okay, anybody got a motion?
I move, this is Jim, I move that we raise Delta Dental benefit age to 25.
I'll second for discussion, but we've had some this budget hearing discussion about Delta Dentals and our expense at that level, and I don't know whether that will cause, I don't know how many people that will affect. Do you have any idea, Rick?
I don't haven't looked at the numbers, but it shouldn't be a large number because you're at raising the age 25 dependents, so it only would include those kids that
are
for some reason or other have extended their school stay and are full-time like that.
So it won't be that much. I just wanted to bring that out so that because I know we had discussion during budget time about the dental policy, and I mean, everybody was in favor of it, but we discussed the cost and the numbers. So that's all I need to say about it. I seconded the motion for discussion. So,
any other discussion? Ready to vote?
Ready.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
All right.
Was that all we had there?
That's all I have.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, I'm going to need Dixie to type up a letter on y'all's letterhead. And I think it's already typed.
Yeah.
Okay, I just need a signature and I'll send it to Delta Dental.
Chuck, do you want, it's got your name underneath there. Do you want her to use your stamp on it?
Yeah, I'm willing just to stamp it if that's all right with them. I'll be back late today, but otherwise, stamping is fine.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki.
You guys have a good day up there.
You too.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Not that I know of. Anything, Jim?
Everything,
okay. We're recessing.
Thank you.
Yeah.